5 o'clock. We can come to order. Chris, are you? Let's see. We'll look at minutes. We've got those, right? You guys are reading them now.
Yeah, there's a book there.
All right. Let's take a look at minutes, and then you've got warrants.
Yep.
We have a lot of minutes.
That's all I need. Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Cool. Thank God for all the rain we got.
A motion on minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as they are written.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
I don't have any. I wrote them. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And minutes are approved.
Oh, just what was the woman's name that was that brought up the topic of 671 Main Street last month?
Phyllis.
No.
Okay. I think she was in.
It's noted on page.
Oh, yes, here now. Okay. Very good.
When is the new operator come in?
He was the first Monday of
Sorry, boys.
Oh, yeah, I guess if I look, I can see it here. So it's here. Thank you. which tank was utility services?
That's actually from last year's.
Oh.
We just had a little going around, should have been paid a couple months ago.
Good.
They helped. We had a set fee with them, and they did another tank at the same time to read inspection at that time. They just actually, this month came out and inspected again so I could get stay in compliance with that another month a year.
So this one was already, sorry.
Yeah, that was the one that was halfway through the month.
Yeah. Was that the first time you had to do it?
Second quarter of the month.
That's cool. Remember seeing the first one?
No.
Was it similar?
Okay.
Were the results similar?
Actually, they were higher than the first because the first one was up in the middle of the summer. The water would be used much faster.
Yeah.
Didn't have time to sit around.
So higher, but still below the first one.
First testing that we had the colophon detection, then we never had it again. We did the upstream, downstream, and repeats, and it never came back. Since then, we haven't had another detection. I mean, everything seems to be going still chlorinating. I believe we probably will never stop it. It's, yeah, at this point, you know, we are going to be. Cleaning out station one pretty soon. I'll put it out to be cleaned. That's the one that has been cleaned since I've been here at least. I'd like to do a little bit of work going down there.
Who does that, Chris?
It would have to be in conjunction. At the time, Lane Christensen, who's always done our pump maintenance, they did it at Station 3 when we eliminated the well. They raised everything up and added to and did some repiping. The problem is that Lane now is non-existent around here. They're out of New York now. They shut the office down. I did have over the about a week ago, a gentleman from Western Sampson stopped by, Bruce Adams. He came by with one of the guys. They hired the top two or three people that were left from Hydro. Tom Hydro, Tom Williams, and another gentleman from Lane, and they're trying to start doing a maintenance and get into the field a little bit to help out.
I don't know who was around to do that anymore.
Well, we've got Mother Mars, DL Mar, we've got Mar Services, all of them, but they would do it in conjunction with calling the contractor in, like the Dan Chris or something like that, to help them out.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it themselves, but that's what I was told by Pete Mar when I asked him about just having a conversation. But, anyways, we're still, could be having issues. December, September 2014, in 2013, we pumped 8,921,000 gallons. In November of 2014, we pumped 8,999,000 gallons, for an increase of 78,000 this year. We also had 8.5 inches of rain last month, so that could have been higher, I guess, if we didn't have the rain, but we're not pumping a lot of water right now. That's not much for us at all. These are our lowest months, this month and next month. Right now, it's
probably the closest we've been in a year over a year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good concept. When I looked at that, I said, there's not a billion there. That's 78,000. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Pretty nice. We have one replacement service done over on Crocker's Neck. House that burnt down maybe a couple of years ago. They cut everything out of it, and they had a pit, so we eliminated the pit at the same time, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had discussed a little bit last month about Sprint and talking to Michael Rowe about what kind of a lady we had to stand on with them about having
the inspections.
Yeah, with our standard that we have, that paying folks stuff on the standard. Because of the contract that we have back with them, we really have no way to stand on except for the contract. States that pay, we will pay for inspections up to $500 and for any work that we have to do there after hours. So we might be able to get $1,000 pre inspection and a post inspection. That would be just about it for reimbursements. Other than that, we would have to pay the firm to make sure they follow the standard. They've agreed to follow the standard itself. They said they're just not paid for it.
Or to have it.
To have to pay the people to watch this reimburse us for our expenses.
Right. If we were to have it reviewed, have their work reviewed, prior to them doing it, who would you have review it?
Sorry, I've done that actually.
Oh.
Leo would do the work.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the person that watched and followed it. Since he wrote the spec, that standard, and would be the guy to make sure that it was done.
Right.
They, the firm let him go as of a month ago. He's not with the firm anymore. They decided they wanted to go different. Hanley Ward decided they didn't want to do as much as he wanted to do with the tanks. They're still using Leo as a consultant in Leo's private business to do it on the market. So we don't have to deal with Tom anymore over there. We just keep Leo pulling in the name of the office.
So at this point, he's inspected their drawings or their proposals?
He's done a pre-inspection of their equipment up there. What had happened was we had to do a final inspection for T-Mobile. We had to do a one-year inspection for AT&T, and I had received this a month before. So I told him while he was up there, and so he didn't have to keep going up and down and back and forth to do it all at once. And he did it. I had been charged for it. He did do it while he was up here. He did it while he was up there. Took some pictures of the equipment that was there, the previous stuff. It's just a matter of going through the plans now to see if it meets our specs, everything is how it came through, is on there, and everything else that will be put there. They want to make sure the shield and all that is everything strapped. I don't believe it'll be as much money as T-Mobile's was because, for one thing, it's on the railing, not halfway up the bowl itself. Work that had to be done. But Tom Hedge gave us an estimate of what it ended up costing T-Mobile, which was an $8,000 difference than it cost AT&T to do a year before. So they just didn't want to give us a cheaper price and have something happen. AT&T spent about $6,000 to have it done. T-Mobile wanted to put it down because they wanted to argue about everything that we had to use. And we didn't budge.
So there were just more hours?
Yes. Basically, every email, every phone call, everything got documented. So there was a lot of communication back and forth, different meetings. It was just hours.
So do you have an estimate of what it's going to cost to review Sprint's work?
I don't have a current estimate, I would say, since Tom's left.
Okay.
I talked to Leo about this about 3 days ago. He was going to talk to Scott Miller, who owns Haley Ward, to give me a different one, a new one, and have a different philosophy.
Okay. When do you think you'll see that?
I hope by the next week, of course. But I told them the sooner the better because they're calling me about Sprint wanting to get going on this and get a decision.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we have an understanding of the cost.
Yeah.
Before we get there. Okay. So, yeah, whatever you can do to get those guys. Let's try to get the numbers before we get to January. All right.
And that money's coming out of where?
It's going to be under engineering.
Okay, so we still have $25,000 in that.
Yeah. There's some things that are out there still paying for.
Yeah.
There'll be something I'd have to look and see what I have left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have any lawyer bills coming. I know I've talked to Mark a few times.
Yeah,
I know that kind of cost him a little bit of money.
Right. The land trust issues has its own legal funding, but
correct.
671.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through that. I'm not really sure if there's any kind of backup on costs or something like that. 671. I was trying to look through the
memorandum.
Understanding.
Oh, I see where there's reimbursable.
Well, there's reimbursables there.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean,
not for legal. I know there is for, you know, a number of them.
Yeah, I've got The other thing that I had on here was the radios we had discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the, I'm just going to get back to Mark II on the version of the article, I believe it was 20, back in 2012. And he gave me an article that he thought that it is in the existing scope of our comprehensive security system replacement. So he says if you want to use out of that 200, this one is you should be able to call 100.
It's 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still 200,000.
He said that there's no reason you shouldn't be. He said you're going to be replacing radios anyways. If this is, if you were to replace them with anything, you're talking about replacing. So his decision, it says, anticipated trust of the radio system to be as involved in the scope of the security system. The radio is one of the items considered to actually be replaced back in 2012. If so, the recommendation for the treasurer of the funds is from this appropriation is used to purchase the replacement radios is appropriate.
Then proceed?
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we ready to go on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just wait for the call.
Okay.
They were going to wait for the call. That's all I have on here.
Okay.
Can I just ask, there was, every time we have a meeting, I look at the appropriation, how much has been spent, what the balance is, knowing that we're about halfway through the fiscal year, so we're at the 50% range, and I would just, the first line item is superintendent, and I know what the appropriation is, and the amount of money spent, and what the balance is, it just seems to be out of line with a 50% value. Is there a reason for that, or? Because it's a little bit different for the. It's a whole month. Is that how it works?
We pay a month ahead of time.
All right.
Salary. So I mean, they all should be. So you should be a little ahead.
It is a little ahead, and I know that the office managers are out of whack because they're surely.
I don't have last month's with me. Last month should
all right.
be more accurate than mine, I believe.
Okay, that makes sense. That's good.
If not, then I've got something slide on this.
Right, that makes sense, knowing it's a month ahead of time. So this is really a reflection of 7 months instead of 6 months.
So here's
the last one?
Yeah.
You have a closer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Almost. You're good.
Okay.
You don't owe us anything.
All right. So the next issue in old business is open faith and security. But my question is, are we going to talk about 671 at all?
Yes.
So we should do that now in your time space.
Yep. 671. I did talk to Mark there. He did go over and make some decisions. There were a couple different things that I'm trying to think where we were. The last thing we talked about was I was going to have Wesley and Whitney go over all the information. I gave them everything. A woman by the name of Jane Estee over there is the one who wrote the report. I think I sent it around to everybody to look at, had some concerns. There was a meeting with Roger Parsons, Dan Ojula, who is the engineer for 671 Main. Jane Estee went to it for us, and Teddy actually went to it also. It was last Friday. I couldn't be there. I had to be off tape. So Ted went, and they addressed a lot of the issues. They changed some stuff on the plan, so the plan has to be redone. I don't believe they will be changing the system itself unless something comes back from the manufacturer, not statement that was a misquote on the T total nitrogen and the TNN.
Mm-hmm.
There was a difference there in the writing that they had wrote out.
Did you get clarification on that?
There's some safety factors built into it already with the calculations that they used. They did not use the calculations based on the office. They're going to get rid of the loft. Something's going on with that. That's going to change also. And but the biggest concern was that if you increase the size more than it is at the present time, it opens it up for more bedrooms later on.
I see. So you're saying having reserve capacity gives the system the potential to service a greater number of bedrooms.
Yep. And the other side of that argument is, once they're in it, they can make the office into a bedroom. We would never know it, and it would over.
Of course, they wanted me to believe. They wanted me to drink the Kool-Aid first and then talk, but. I think Ojala's only point that really made any sense to me on the whole thing was the fact that it probably would police itself because of the number of parking spaces, plus it was a 55 and older. There's not many parking spaces in there. There's no room for anybody else to come in that would be in a vehicle living in and out of there. There are no parking spots.
Okay.
And these would be written into the talk, and as long as these are written into the deeds, that you will only have one bedroom, that you know that you're going to follow
the 14.
Everything should be written.
Probably the biggest deal is that the 1470 met the DEP standard.
Yeah.
So I said to him at the time, I said, that I really felt like. We wanted to make sure that wasn't monitored once every year. That generally that cistern, that system that he has there, is monitored once every quarter. So they've agreed to once a month.
At least for the first year.
For the first year.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll get them once a quarter after that.
What about backup power?
They have a generator coming in.
Yeah,
I asked about that.
Transfer.
Yeah. Full time.
Yeah. I was actually kind of dangerous because I remembered what we talked about. So.
The other thing that they helped and that they made quite a big deal was the stormwater.
Well, that's what they were. She was all over that.
Yeah, and the catch base is that they didn't meet the state guidelines.
They didn't. They redesigned it.
Yeah. Pre-treatment before they go out to leaching. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're changing this on the plan also. They're putting in this pre-treatment before they go to any leaching area and everything else.
Actually, I felt like Roger Parsons had done some homework and he had already come in there with a game plan.
Good.
And he made them change and create another leaching area for the runoff, which would give it two separate leaching areas to get the anything coming off of the driveway. You don't get anything off the roof. There's not going to be any problems with the runoff.
Wasn't
the
issue that they were showing drywells, though?
Yeah.
It was semantics, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah.
They just drew it on the plan?
Yeah. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but the drywells had to be changed to leaching areas. But that's essentially what they're going to be. They're going to be fixed. There's nothing they can do at that,
And correct me if I'm wrong. I believe you said that they're going to move the irrigation well.
They're moving the irrigation well to the other side. Okay. They're going to. I asked if it was possible that they look into some type of a backflow preventer on the irrigation well, even though probably it's probably not in the workings of what the town might want us to do. But it certainly would make some sense if they could help us with that. And then we need to get, which I think you're already doing, the locations of the monitoring wells,
yeah,
so that we can give them the go on those things.
Yeah, it's basically line of sight. Right?
And how deep you want, how deep you want them, and what you want to do with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did they have a timeline for when they're?
No.
They're waiting on the plans. They're waiting on the
letter
to come.
Yeah.
Jane says as soon as everything comes, she begins. But I think basically it's just a working meeting that they did.
Okay.
So they're still working on it. It's kind of it's holding them at a standstill to do any other work there until this is done. Until they get a letter saying that we're satisfied. Basically.
They did talk in the meeting. I mean, that was they did talk about the size of the opening for the office, that's going to change to 5 feet. It was put back in there at 3 feet, so they're going to meet the guidelines of the 5-foot opening, no door.
Yep.
They didn't use that office structure in calculations for the septic system, which I only had information back from Russell that at times they do that. I asked him, you know, so that at least I had an idea of how the calcs were. And he said that maybe it's the fact that it's not commercial, that they don't use the office.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was Phyllis Miller there?
No.
She wasn't, okay.
Okay, well then we'll, obviously we're going to see the plan will get come to you first. We'll have Ms. Bestie review it and advise us accordingly. All right, good. Great. And then, okay, so now in old business, Open Cave and security. Unless you have anything new from...
No, Dan has not talked to Russ. Dr. Russ, he has not responded to Russ again. I left a message with him right after the last meeting saying he wanted to come down and relook at the job site again. And I said, anytime you want to come, just let me know. Let me know when and where, and I'll meet you there. Open it up. We can go. And he never responded to it.
I'm not surprised.
Correct. And Russ, I believe, had sent something out again to him, and he's got... no response that I know of as of yet.
Okay.
Is there a point in time when we say this is not
viable,
ever going to go forward, and we're just...
I would think so. I mean, it's been so unusual. I don't know if you read the big PR piece that they had in the Times a couple of weeks ago. I was baffled that they've actually got anybody hooked up to their system and, you know, doing business. But, you know, I think what we can do is let's just give them to the first of the year. And if we haven't got any movement from them by January 15th when we sit down, then we've got to go a different route. We've got to go through our county people, mm-hmm, and even our, you know, have Jessica Corsetti get involved. Because this is something that was publicly funded, you know, supposedly for the benefit of the entire Cave, especially the municipalities. And these people have been so lax in responding to anything that we've asked them for. We're trying to get this thing done, you know, literally years.
Yeah. Okay.
Just crazy. So, I still believe that we should try to get some resolution with it, but I don't think it's... I think it's clear we don't have the leverage to get them to move at all. So, I mean, within 30 days, and if not, then we'll step it up and see if we can get someone else to put some pressure on them.
Now, did Russ talk to the guy that Sean from the county?
Sean
O'Brien?
I think he held off when Dan came back to the phone the last time. I'm not positive.
Okay.
He might have made a phone call. And he did probably ask for the number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not positive how far it went from there.
Okay.
I can find out. Actually, I'm going with Russ. tank that they just did. So I could ask at that point if you had talked to them at all.
If that would help in moving this along, then.
Okay. So then next is security system, and we covered that within radio issues. Do you have anything additional beyond the radios? No? Okay. So now we'll move to Barnstable Land Trust, Lowell Park Land Acquisition Update.
Okay.
I want to just
introduce yourself.
All right, well, in the absence of Jackie right now, I do know that there's been talks with DEP and EOEA to get the language finalized, so that way they are both happy with it. Last I heard a couple days ago, DEP had finalized on it, and we were waiting on EOEEA, but we're pretty positive that it happened relatively soon, so that way we can go forward to the town council.
So really, everything's moving ahead as we had anticipated.
Yes.
We're just waiting for approvals at the state level.
Yep. Okay. And then once that's done, it's first reading in January. And then we have less than $480,000 left to raise. So we'll get there.
Great. My recollection was that there was a date in the agreement. December.
It was initially December, but in the agreement it allowed for the potential for an extension, which we've obtained till next September.
Okay.
So as long as there was some progress that showed hope, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that extension has been exercised?
Yes. We have until, I forget the exact date, but it's in next September, so through the next baseball season. That's the important part.
Right.
And we'll get there, so it's a matter of time.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Tuesday,
and put together, she helped with the stuff for Philip Miller with the land acquisition committee.
Yep.
And this is first, obviously, it's Tuesday, you can help me with it a little, pass it around.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's working on it till 4 o'clock, so.
They wanted it yesterday, and could you get going? Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so this is, okay, this is the first time. And Casey, I'm sorry, could you just state your full name?
Casey Danhauser.
Okay, we'll put you on record here. It's presenting the. Oh, here, I see.
I got it.
Very good.
So, as I'm sure you guys know, the LAPC had asked, I guess, the water department, and then we decided to help out with coming up with a report to kind of target properties to help protect Kituit's water supply in the future. So I grouped it into sections based off of the station, so stations 1, 2, and 4. I'm not a hydrologist, so I also included the properties to the north of Lovell's Pond because I didn't know if water would get into the pond and thus into the Kituit Zone 2. So I included those, and those add up to, those are over 20 acres altogether. And then there are two properties to the south of the pond as well that are listed. I think this is pretty self-explanatory. Not going to go through all of them, but the important most of the work that I did was with Station 3. It just kind of outlined what the situation is currently and how we have how there are one private property completely within Zone 1 and 11 properties extend into it, and four properties have structures within Zone 1. There she is. So I listed the what the current situation is and then what the town can do. So through either acquiring conservation restrictions or trying to purchase the undeveloped land within Zone 1, or in some case, try to get an ordinance from the town to prohibit the expansion of current houses and new septic systems and lawn fertilizers in Zone 1, because right now there is no specific language in town or DEP that I could find. So.
So, I think, are we in agreement that the first or the most critical area is this Station 3?
Yes.
All right. And so, within that Zone 1 that we can deal with, it doesn't appear that there are any parcels. Well, there is one.
There's one property.
There's one property that's on the road coming in.
Right.
Yeah,
there's no completely undeveloped properties within the Zone 1.
Okay, so that small piece that is in within there, it's improved with it looks like a house or a garage.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the edge of the, there's that strip there on the southern end, that's the Katu Grocery property.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that strip that extends. I don't think they don't use that strip, do they?
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to say is just to prevent in the future, because we don't know in 50 years what's going to be going on the property.
Sure.
So.
Right.
Exactly.
So now with these properties that have been identified, would the idea be to approach each of these property owners to see if we can acquire a conservation type restriction? Is that what we would look to use the funding for? Yeah.
We were just asked to identify. And so what I wanted to do was, and Casey did it for me, was to present you with the list of properties. Our next step is then to deliver that to the LAPC, the Land Acquisition and Preservation Committee, who, as I understand it, has been asked to do this by the Community Preservation Committee.
Yep.
So Katuit is the last of the fire districts to respond with, if you will, their wish list. And I don't know who at Town Hall is taking the lead. We have not been asked to. If we're asked to, we will. I'd happily do that. But we haven't yet been asked, and I don't want to step on any feet. So as soon as you give your authorization for that to be submitted, and we can send you that electronically, and you can send it to Chris Clark, which is perfectly fine with me, you can make any modifications to it that you see fit. But our goal was to get that information on paper and get it to the LAPC so that they could satisfy the CPA and on. Domino, right?
Okay. Well, then that's terrific. Thank you for that. Great work. It's certainly comprehensive. So I think what we can do, if you want to discuss it any further, I'm wholly agreeable that the main area to focus on is this Zone 1 of Station 3. Subject to, I guess, any review, what I was thinking about was just looking at any other thing I see right here this evening. I would say, why don't we vote on this tonight, but just with the condition that if there's something that comes up as you read through it, then we need to make an edit or two, we can just reserve the right to edit this before Chris submits it to the town. I mean, and I'm just saying maybe it's typos or something, or just something that I might pick up when I read it again. But in lieu of spending that time, I'd rather vote on it this evening than to keep it going and get it off the town hall.
I don't really know what we're doing.
Okay.
I have no clue what we're doing here.
All right. Well, then we'll take a moment to
I can explain
to summarize.
Be good.
So the town's Land Acquisition and Preservation Committee has, amongst other things, the charge to communicate with the water departments and to identify lands throughout the town that are important for watershed protection and wellfield protection. So I'd say 2 years ago, the LAPC went to Barnstable. They started there. I don't know why Kootenai ended up last, but Kootenai ended up last. You got to be last. And for some reason, they came to Barnstable Land Trust and asked if we would do it. And it had to do with open meeting laws and all kinds of other things that were issues and challenges for them. So we then met with Chris on Tuesday. I'd met with him before over the summer. And on Tuesday, clearly identified the areas where your wells were, the areas that were within the zone two that were important for protection. And what became clear is that it's the station three, the one up by the school, that's the most critical because there are houses and land encroaching on that, whereas most of the other ones are pretty, I'm going to say, clean. That's not really the right word. But there isn't a whole lot of encroachment from residential development. And so we have presented you with this report that is eventually to go to the town of Barnstable so that the town of Barnstable can know if there's anything that they should be looking at and hopefully, one would hope, help fund it if it's to be purchased. I believe that the LAPC was asked to do this by Lindsay Council, chairman of the Community Preservation Act Committee, and that this is the sum and substance, the result, basically, of that effort. So it's a report that simply identifies the lands that are important to it. Certainly one of the things, even though it's outside the initial zone of contribution, the most critical property that's in there for protection, in my view, is the school, and I've said that before. It's, 13 acres? And so you can imagine if the town decided to sell that, what might happen up gradient of the well. And Kootenai Bay, of course. So it's simply a report to identify those lands that are important. And it's probably been done long ago.
We've done this. Yeah. Okay.
But it recognizes certain plans for development.
That fell within the zone 1 and zone 2. That was possible for development. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Okay. And the only other thing that isn't in there that, from my perspective, is one that we've been bandying about as a community is that there's oftentimes talk about whether the area along Route 28 should be changed because there's so many non-conforming uses up there, whether it should be changed to commercial use. But boy, residential use is a lot safer for the well than anything that could happen as commercial uses. So it's not in there. That's a political statement on my part, but you know, it's one of those things that is out there. There's no movement, as far as I know now, to do anything to change the zoning along there to it's all one-acre residential, and with a few non-conforming uses here and there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. So, any further discussion?
So it's plainly just going to be a report given to the town.
Right.
For them to have on record.
Well, yeah, I mean, their focus is to see if they have funds available instead of going out and, you know, picking up another piece of something to turn into a park. They're focused more on acquiring lands that are critical to the water supply. And whether or not it's outright acquiring the lands, as I mentioned earlier, in this case it doesn't appear to be the answer here, but it's more of an answer of the situation might be to use funds to purchase easements on these properties.
Yeah.
So that these homeowners would then agree not to develop the property any further.
They did make a presentation here.
No, I was here. I think I was here for that. But I don't remember that.
All right. Well, then, can I have a motion that we accept this document and, in turn, send it on to Town Barnstable, just save for, any edits for... Yeah, I'm just suggesting not materially changing anything.
No, yeah, I'm reading over it. I haven't read it completely, all the way through and everything. But do you have an email address?
Is it on the...
You will before you leave. You will before you
leave. So you want a motion to accept this report and to forward it on to the Barnstable
Land Acquisition
Preservation Committee. Keeping open the option to make some minor changes without changing the substance.
Yes.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Very good. Okay. Yes.
Casey told me that she gave you a Lowell Park report. We have received the comments back from DEP. Just today received the comments back from the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. There's nothing substantive there, but I will get that to you. That is the conservation restriction, but it stands pretty much essentially as you've seen it, with perhaps newer references to the fact that it's also for water protection. Our intention is to take the conservation restriction forward to the town council at their meeting on January 8th. On January 8th, it would be a first reading, and then 2 weeks hence, if things go as expected, there would be a final reading, second reading, and a final vote taken on the appropriation. So we would, at that point, have been through the town process, if you will. Who knows whether it'll be done in January, but that's, of course, what we're hoping for. In the meantime, the other thing that has to happen is that DEP has to hold a public hearing. and I guess there are notifications that has to happen, et cetera. So we've told Chris that we will help him by making sure that we do all the work so that he's not saddled with that work, and get it to him so that we can hold that public hearing in conformance. And so if there's anything else that needs to be done, you know, the only thing that I need from Mark Boudreau at this point is the citation of what he believes enables the water commissioners, the Board of Water Commissioners, to hold the conservation restriction. And I know he's done that work and he's got it. I just don't have that citation from him.
And so the hearing, the DEP hearing, that would be held at their offices or held in Kootenai?
I think it's actually held at their offices, but I don't know for certain.
Okay.
But as soon as I know more about it, Paula, who works with Mark, is the person that's handling all that with DEP. She's out until the 29th, and as soon as she comes back, we'll get on it, and we'll get all that information to you. So I'll email to you as soon as we know what the exact process is. Okay. Yeah, unless I walk across the street.
Right.
I'm sorry. His office is right across the street from mine, so it's easy for me. But no, it's best to have the paper trail. Took me 3 seconds to find them, which is amazing. From the last meeting, you had indicated that you were okay with a conservation restriction as it stands right now. Am I free to be able to say to the town council in January that you've reviewed it and you're okay with it, or do you need to take a vote or any of that?
I don't know that we need to vote on the language, as we've already voted in the body to move forward with it. And I think that, I mean, it's a good, let me just ask that last mark and just make sure, okay. But I don't believe so. I think we could represent it. With the way it's written.
Okay.
Because I think the only thing that changed was it just added that additional sentence on the paragraph that said that water department and the commissioners could have oversight of the, you know, care and custody of the land, I guess,
right.
Just to make sure that, you know, nothing's happening that shouldn't be happening. And that's sort of what we anticipated following.
So there have been so many iterations of this conservation restriction, just to make sure that you know, that within the conservation restriction, there's a hierarchy of, I'm going to call it jurisdiction, for lack of a better word, and that is that the land that is in, that protects the well, if there's any disagreement between you and the town as co-holders of the conservation restrictions, your word is gospel. If outside of that area there's any issue, the town's word is gospel. In other words, there are two of you, and the decision as to any conflict rests with you, with water, and with the town, with conservation. So, that, I mean, that's the only substantive thing that came out of the DEP comments, basically. Yes and no. It's just DEP wanted to make sure that the water was protected, and they have the most faith in the water commissioners. Therefore, they wanted to make sure that the water commissioners had say over the land that protects the well. And so
I interpret it as basically it's like an operating agreement.
Yeah.
Right. Just establishes who has rights and responsibilities to do certain things.
Right. You know, and if there's three, if it's three parties that are holding something, it's easy. I mean, you could say that, you know, majority rules, but when you've got two, you've really got to figure out who has authority, or you could find yourself in a juggernaut sometime down the road. And we don't want that.
Okay. All right. Good. Then I guess we'll just move to make sure Mark's good at that.
Okay.
We should be all set.
Yay. Finally. It's been a long road.
All right. Terrific.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Moving down. We have more leaks.
There is one leak adjustment that was supposed to be here last month. I didn't get the paperwork in from that. So it has made it to here. Oh, the first current page was one of the gentlemen who gave the adjustment.
This one right here.
Yep.
Yeah. Sam, thank you.
That's the Reverend Kitchen.
Yeah.
Sent us a letter of thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, well. So the rules were written for him, too. And there was certainly nothing we could do about his situation. So we can understand that. All right, so this is a new one. And this was a leak inside a dwelling. Their heat failed. And the house froze up. They had no coverage for water that was used. Isn't that interesting? It seems like so many homeowners' plans don't cover you for that. So they had a public adjuster. Usually those public adjusters find you everything you're entitled to get. So I'm sure they would. This note says there's no coverage. So, alright, where does that bring us? Their original bill.
$330,000.
It was $872. Okay, so the original bill was $872. If the leak rate, it would be $210.90. Well, again, you know, there doesn't appear to be a particular act of negligence here, and that they don't have control over whether or not the oil burner craps out on a cold night. So I would recommend that we apply the leak rate in this case because it was a sudden and accidental loss. Not due to the homeowner's negligence that I can see.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Applying the leak rate?
Aye.
Okay, that's votes unanimous. So we'll apply the leak billing rate to Mr. Albert Wilbur's property, 161 Eisenhower Drive. And he will be billed a total of $210.90. For the 330,000 gallons. Okay. That is it for this evening's agenda.
Oh, we have to come up with
let's set a date for next month. The regularly scheduled date would be the 15th. And that is okay for you.
That's one of my work shift days and nights.
Okay. How about you want to move a week and try Thursday the 22nd? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean the 22nd is fine, or any other day that the week of the 15th, whatever, however it works out for people.
Mm-hmm. Ted, how's your
I'm good.
For 22nd?
Yeah, whatever day you guys want in June.
Okay.
I'm
yeah,
good.
Let's go with the 22nd. Yeah.
Probably best because sometimes you go too early, bills don't get paid right away.
Well, that's it because yeah. The 1st is a Thursday, so there's actually five.
You see, my only other meeting that I deal with is second Tuesday of the month. I'm good after that, anyway, unless I'm gone.
Very good. Anything else? Hearing none, motion to adjourn?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You adjourn.
Christmas.
Everybody got their Christmas shopping done?
Hell no.
Oh, well, there's a whole weekend coming up anyway. Are you guys online shoppers?